So there's several dozen other people with you, mm-hmm. and you ride up to the fortress and under its gates. Above you on the spires are the decapitated heads of ice trolls and frost wolves that they decorate with.
How does Imo feel about
that? Yeah, really. You could. I mean, I don't care, but how you feeling, buddy?
Cool with me.
You're just not really looking at them. Just kind of low-key ignoring.
Yes.
Yeah. I feel like first intimidated and just spit and go in. Like, that's her.
Actually,
okay. My guy's just kind of like, this is happening.
Well, this is today. Mm-hmm. This is my Monday. Let's see how Tuesday goes.
Mm-hmm. And it's Thursday.
I'm so excited for him already. Oh my god.
Alright, gotta try one of these cookies. Yeah. I'll try this one with them.
It's today's Thursday. Alright.
Well, on the bright side, you get paid on Fridays.
Yeah, exactly. It's Friday Eve, bitches. Happy payday.
So after some milling around, you are brought into, through a courtyard, and into the keep. There's a very large sort of hall that y'all are gathered in. And the leader of the Frost Wolves steps up. Mm-hmm. On a small dais.
Oh, you're Frost Wolves?
Frost Wolves. Black Ravens. Sorry. I was in Warcraft mode.
About this. Hey, I was like, we're team what?
Mm-hmm. I was like, we're on the evil team. We went to the bad guy camp.
Well, yeah, we bypassed a lot.
Yeah. Y'all went to the end of the game.
Yeah, we did.
But then we died. Damn.
Man.
No, the Frost Wolves
were the
orcs in freaking Warcraft. I don't know why I went there.
Well, you said there were Frostwolf heads.
Right.
So on the wall.
Anyway.
So the leader of the Black Raven steps up on a dais and gives his welcome speech. Mm-hmm. He says, "Welcome to the Black Ravens, recruits. I don't care why you're here. If you're looking for glory, you'll find glory. Violence, you'll find violence. If you're running from your past, trust me, nothing intelligent will follow you here. We are the wall that separates good people from the ice witches in the east. Your job is to fight an endless procession of man-eating carnivore rape machines that those grubby bitches across our border send us. Your training begins now. Good luck."
Yay! Inspiring.
A few scattered applause.
Yeah. Do we clap? Okay.
Just start and then, oh.
And then, yeah, just all by yourself.
Chance to start slow clapping.
That's it. No one jumps.
Well.
And walks away.
Another guy steps up and says, "Recruits, strip your armor."
Well, whoa, hey, buddy, you drink first.
I got down to my buff buddy shirt.
You heard Chance.
This is one moment. Just like,
You can either take it off or you can leave.
Like, again, buy me a drink. Shit.
Wait, just armor or clothes?
Down to your common clothing.
Okay, I'm good. Clothing. I don't even have none. I'm good.
All right, so leather armor is gone. Yeah. Down to my common clothes and good.
Then they march you outside into the cold. Where it's about negative 20 degrees.
Oh, of course.
And one of the soldiers says, "You should feel lucky, guys. It's warm today."
We're having a heat wave.
So are we tanning or what?
"You will be in this cold every day from now on."
Okay.
"Some of you are from here and are somewhat used to it. Some of you are from more tropical climates. You better get used to it."
Mm-hmm. I'm like with his blue skin, he's like, "Ugh."
Yes. The heat is killing me.
I'm the only one comfortable out here.
Like, he's just kind of pissed. He's like,
after about 5 minutes, you already have minor frostbite, and they bring you inside and heal you, cure your frostbite,
God's sake.
And then march you back outside.
Okay, let's build a tolerance and game. Say nothing like the blisters on the hands. Let's go.
They rinse and repeat this, and this actually becomes a training regimen over the next couple of weeks.
Are you sure to camp out and talk?
Well, this is just part of it. they're trying to give you some form of resistance to the cold, because not only will you deal with environmental cold, mm-hmm. but most of the creatures over there throw around supernatural cold effects. Mm-hmm. So, let me just look on Zia's sheet to remember.
Oh, yeah, I wrote it down.
Because I give you a little
He's more. Like reliving this.
Yeah. So,
I'm almost done this.
I'm almost on summer vacation.
Okay. So, from now on, you will have plus one on saves versus cold effects. So, if it is a cold effect that allows a save, you gain plus one. So, I would just write that down, and then maybe features, or if there's a little bonus section. Just write plus one saves versus cold effects. I'll try to remember that.
Okay, plus one saves on cold.
You know.
Where does this go in our feats?
That's where I'm putting it.
That would be fine, yeah.
Oh, okay. That's
but, yeah, do we get to put buckets on their heads this time?
Buckets?
Yeah, like in Antarctica. Remember? It was to simulate a blizzard. They would put buckets on their heads because you can't see anything in a blizzard, and you have to work your way back with a rope. Oh my god!
Sure, yeah, y'all undergo that training.
Yeah, we get
buckets. We do that.
Yeah, that.
I was like, hey, I heard about this, and it's like everyone hates him.
Shut up, you.
Yeah, asshole. He's that guy.
No, he's not that guy.
He's that guy.
He only did it because I made him.
Because you are him. Okay. So y'all are assigned to dorms, and of course this old fortress has hundreds and hundreds of just rooms and living spaces. They're actually relatively comfortable. Mm-hmm. Spartan. They don't they don't allow you to have a whole lot of crap. Mm-hmm. Just laying around, although, I mean, if it's your adventuring gear and your magic items and whatever, mm-hmm. you can keep them.
So no naughty pictures?
And you can have your naughty pictures hanging up.
A couple pinups.
That's traditional.
Right?
You're also assigned to teams. Mm. They break up, basically, the incoming recruits into fire teams. Mm. Which are usually 3 to 4 people. You three mm-hmm. get paired together.
Yay!
All right.
What are the chances of that?
I mean,
you're all friends.
I mean, that would be amazing.
And let me see. Let me find my description of the keep.
I want to pet my chicken. Her name is Felicity.
Oh God.
he's like way into the chicken.
I knew it.
Imo lets the chicken ride in his beard.
Yeah. Just it's his chicken now.
Felicity does special
egg attacks. When he's asleep and someone tries to steal from him, it comes out and pecks him in the
eye. Yes. Yes.
Chance tries it. It's, God.
God damn you.
That needs to be like an action at one point. It's just throw chicken.
You just throw it. And
it claws their face
if
up.
If they hit it, it summons a swarm of cuckoos.
I want to have a thing like that.
There's a feat.
You're like just it. Watching them like run into a building. They have to run until they find a building. Yeah, here in the wilderness.
They chase them forever until they run into a building. I like it.
If there's ever a swarm ability, it's going to be a swarm of chickens. It's not going
to
be a swarm of...
Yeah, I was having to look up some stuff to remind myself. So, the fortress has basically everything you could need. There's a bar... Which is all right. You really need.
Yeah.
But obviously food is served there, alcohol is served there.
Money.
It's pretty...
just not drink. Yeah. Huh? It's just not drink. She's never done it. So that's going to be a new thing, too.
Oh, okay.
Nobody's going to stop her here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's like...
In fact, it's encouraged.
Well, yeah, it's like...
There's a blacksmith with an old bent-looking... old man who is the smith. If you shake his hand, it feels like
iron.
You're shaking a vice grip. You know? His name is Ezekiel.
Ah, cool.
Let's see. There's a large medical facility which is run by an old Viking ship medic named Shorbjorn.
Ooh,
And Sjorbjorn. Sjorbjorn.
I'm just going to call him Shirley.
Shirley. Which actually means sea bear.
Okay. Oh.
That's what the name means. He dresses in polar bear furs and has just beard and like just hair.
Yeah.
Hair. It looks like this sort of a white puffball dressed in white puffballs.
Yes.
And he's about 7 feet tall.
The abominable snowman.
He's mostly unintelligible. You can rarely understand anything that he's saying. He's kind of like the
Swedish
chef.
There's the language you need to learn.
He's like, you take the fish and the needle and the armor and you give the sticky stick.
Yeah. All I caught was sticky stick and I don't like the thought of that.
He said you take something something and you take the needle and you put it in the army and give it the sticky stick. So,
as long as the pointy end goes the right way.
So, yeah. He does. Most people don't understand him. However, he's extremely talented at what he does. Somehow, he's really weird.
Yeah.
And you don't understand why he does some things, but he does them and it seems to work. There's also a bounty board, basically, run by a half-orc ranger named Grinder. He is the artillery captain, and he is in charge of running the jobs off the board, and basically these are for new recruits.
Sweet.
There's a variety of different things that people can volunteer to do, get paid for. Currently, there's one job on the board. The lower library has an infestation of dust mephits.
Oh.
They're like little winged imps, more or less.
Okay, I was picturing dust bunnies that actually come to life.
Kind of. These things create dust everywhere they go. Aww. And they generally like to ruin things and be mischievous. Yeah. So that's the job. But y'all can look around and see what you want to do. You can visit the location if you want to drink at the bar.
Yeah.
Okay. Where are we now? Okay.
Yeah, where are we?
Days are passing now. You know. Yeah. You're doing your daily cold training.
Mm-hmm.
The recruits have cleaning duties. There's also martial training and such. And since you guys are all martial at this point, y'all all participate in that. They're teaching you tips and tricks on how to deal with the threats that you're going to face out there. Because your job will eventually be to patrol the border.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that you'll fight normally nothing more vicious than a couple of wolves from across the border, but from time to time, trolls cross and other nasty things.
Quick question, is there anything, a wall or anything between
the
lands?
No wall.
It's just straight border. We have to know the border.
You have to
line?
Know where the border's at.
Oh, shit.
It's
I
kind of
thought we were walking the Great Wall or
no,
something.
No, there's no wall.
Shit.
The wall here is purely figurative. And is enforced only by your strength of arms, basically.
Oh, my God.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-thum. So you're going to the bar?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know it's, exciting, because he's never had a drink before either.
Oh, boy.
Well,
Chance is excited, because he can't wait to watch these noobs.
Y'all walk in. It's sparsely populated right now. It's on off time for the meals.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, it's quite large. Right in the middle, there's a table. It's actually got some space cleared around it, which seems kind of unusual. And there's two impossibly old individuals sitting there. They just look incredibly ancient. They're both huge though. One is a half orc, and the other looks like an old human. They're not moving. There's a beer in front of them. And then in unison, they just take the beer, down it in a single swig, slam it down, and immediately a waitress comes by and fills the beers and just walks away. And then there's just perfect silence. No one really seems to bother them. The bartender is cleaning glasses behind the bar. He's a 40s, mid-40s, probably human male.
Mm-hmm.
His name's John.
Hi, John.
John?
John. What's up, John?
Doe?
John. It's Doe, but it's spelled D-O-U-G-H.
Uh-huh. You
he's kind of chubby.
Do you cook on your off time, Joe?
Yeah.
Who do you think makes them French fries?
The French.
The French.
They're Kadira fries.
I want to, like, watch the two old people and, like, see what the timing is. Like, how long do they wait before they throw back another?
Mm-hmm. It might have been, like, you know, the Discovery, the Museum of Science in Houston.
Yeah, yeah.
And it goes and hits the dominoes every hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that. You, like, came and watched the domino get hit.
Pretty much.
You can set your sandglass by it.
You watch for a while, nothing seems to happen, and then that waitress who filled the beers comes by and she says, give it 20 minutes. it's about time. Normally they'll down one, you know, every now and then. They seem to have something, some communication going on, and they'll just down one. But pretty much on the hour, I guess I'm going to say it's mid-afternoon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So about 3 in the afternoon, she says, you're in for a treat.
Oh,
all right.
So she says, I've got my comfy shoes on because I'm going to need them.
Oh, boy.
So, y'all go up to the bar and, you know...
Quick question. Has anyone ever tried to take one of their drinks?
Well, actually, you can go over to the table and actually talk to them if you
like. Are we all three? We're all three in this bar. We're all three here.
Yeah, all
like,
three of us.
Have we hung out before at the bar? Is this, like, us meeting at the bar?
That's what I was wondering. I assume we're all bunked together.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're in a team.
And you two apparently have never drunk before, and my character's like...
It's time to go.
I can't let you go without getting a drink. Let's go. I gotta watch this.
Yeah, she's like, it's time.
All right, kiddos.
I feel like we've only bonded merely by name and chicken love. And that's like as far as we've
probably just like trying to do the team thing. You know?
Yeah, it's true.
Let's just assume we went through all the trouble of getting to know each other and mockery,
This is how we get to know each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I meant the whole, like, we're roomed together and we kind of look at...
Well, this is like our first day.
A human monk, mm-hmm. a tiefling, and a half...
And a me!
And a half Jotun. Sounds like the start of a joke.
Why not?
Yeah. When he sits on the bottom bunk, it goes...
Yeah.
It's like, we both look at him and go, I call top bunk. You're on the bottom.
When he sits, you go like a chunk. No,
yeah. That'd be funner. He calls top bunk and we both go, We both Rochambeau for the bottom bunk. I lost.
Oh, no.
She took a chance.
Mm-hmm.
You lost that chance.
No,
damn it.
Anyway, okay.
I feel like
YouTube never had a drink and my guy's like,
like, first things first, I'm, like, asking you, like, okay, as the expert, out of all of these drinks, what should one drink?
Yeah.
Barkeep. What have you got?
Also, like, he already told you, you're the expert person, you would know.
Yeah.
So what are you gonna
say? Well, like, usually at these places, it's like, here's our drink, the end.
What are you gonna set us up with, since we are noobs?
Mm-hmm. Let's see, I don't know what these lands are called. Where's that map?
Sorry, I put it up. Well, how about, let's see.
You both get vodkas.
what's a country down south?
We are in the Russia.
Besides Kadira, that's the one I always remember.
Varicia
was just south, but let's see. Chance wants to show how worldly he is. So,
I'm like, what is the most mild-sounding drink that actually has the worst kick to it?
So you're actually, like, defending us. Because I feel like you have the opportunity to prank us horribly.
No, he is pranking you.
Oh. He is. He's trying to think of a drink that sounds, you know, nice, but it's actually, like, okay.
Like a Rhode Island iced tea.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, here, he suggests an Assyrian lotus.
Here we go. Okay. There you go.
Sounds pretty, all right.
All right. So,
for my two friends here.
Bartender serves them up. It's a kind of mixed drink that's pink.
Mm-hmm. It's real pretty. A little color in your life.
It kind of, when he pours it, mm-hmm. like the way the drinks mix, it kind of blooms on top, you know, with foam.
Yeah.
Nice. And it looks like a little bit like a lotus. Mm. So, y'all take a drink. It's,
my drink is gone.
Yeah, it's gone. Downed it. There's just a little bit of foam on his mustache. Upper lip.
Yeah. I feel pretty good.
Is it sweet?
It's pink.
It is mildly sweet.
Okay.
And it has a kind of a lingering flavor that makes your mouth feel full even after you've drank it.
Wow.
So, you know, it's got a nice mouthfeel. Very easy to drink.
Lingering mouthfeel.
Mouthfeel is actually a liquor term.
No, I know. No, it's a joke.
Okay.
Anyway, sorry.
I feel like Tempura would like sip.
Ah, that's good. Chug it.
All right. Both of you, give me a constitution.
I knew it.
I was about to roll my eraser. It's a D20, right?
D20 plus your constitution save.
Now I have a kick. 20 will kick.
Okay.
18 plus boy. 6.
Well,
we want more drinks.
Give us one.
They slam them down and ask for seconds.
Yeah,
we want one for our friend too.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll have a Kadir and mule kick.
It's water.
Yeah, I know.
There's water's really bad down there.
Yeah, don't drink the water. Don't. Okay, so y'all drink for a little bit. Just a few minutes, really. Because you see a couple of the busboys in the back, they're rolling out these kegs.
Those are not for us. No.
They're kind of lining them up on a cart. And they've got like this little belt under it that they're loading glasses onto.
Oh, God.
And I think
the show's about to start.
Bartender notices you looking. He says, that is the most powerful whiskey that we have been able to procure. It's the only thing that satisfies those two when they decide they want alcohol.
What have they been drinking before?
Yeah.
Just beer. Beer. Any old beer will do. But when they decide they want to drink alcohol, it's got to be something that would kill an elephant. If they don't get it, well, nobody really knows what happens. We just don't want to find out. Oh. They've been here for longer than I can remember. In fact, my father, who ran this bar before me, told me they had been here longer than he could remember. They've never moved from that spot as far as I can tell. And other than drinking and arm wrestling the recruits, they rarely say or do anything else. Sometimes, every now and then, they just both burst into laughter for no particular reason, as if they're remembering some joke.
Oh my God.
So, sure enough, I mean, right about the stroke of the hour, they both do that on the table, and actually the whole bar feels like it shakes. And then the waitress just starts pulling the taps on those whiskeys, and she's not pouring shots, she's pouring like pints.
Yeah.
And just throwing them at the table, and they're just and they toss the glasses, and you would think that they would break. But instead, somehow the glasses like actually hit the wall on the back, hit down on the counter, and roll into a sink, and they don't break.
Oh.
You're not sure how they do it, but obviously they've got practice. And this goes on for about half an hour until finally they go just puke. And then it looks like they're done.
Do they go back to the beer?
How well do they pay?
Well, whenever all this is over, they both reach into their pocket and pull out a sack of gold about this big. It just spills out on the table. And then they actually they get a rag and they wipe up where they puked and they throw it in a bucket that the waitress brings by.
Where did they pull it from?
I was about to say.
They're just their pocket. You didn't see that there was anything this big in their pocket, but definitely when they did this and came out, it was a huge freaking bag of gold.
I'd go for it.
Bartender says, yeah, they do that every time. That's one of the reasons we don't want them to leave. that's several thousand gold in there that they just pull out of nowhere.
And they do this every day.
Every day.
Every day it's in there.
Every day it's in there. And he looks at you, he's like, I know what you're thinking. You're welcome to try. So far, they haven't killed anybody.
Mm-hmm. I challenge to an arm wrestle.
Okay. Well, you walk up to the to the table, and they really don't move, but you know it's like.
You guys look tough. I want to challenge you to an arm wrestle of camaraderie and friendship. There you go.
And
let's go.
They kind of look at each other, and the human shrugs. And turns towards you, puts his arm on the table. And he's old and he looks old,
yeah,
it's like his wrinkles have muscles.
You know? Isn't that on a cartoon somewhere? It goes bing, 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 bing.
Yeah, yeah, like Pi Pi.
Yeah, I think it's.
Or, you know, if he flexes, you know, there'll be like a factory, you know, running, or a ship.
Temper's a little intimidated, but then like cracks fingers and like,
okay.
Can I bring like a plate of cheesy fries over for me and the half work to share while we're watching?
Sure.
Okay, cheesy fries!
Oh. I'm standing behind.
They're all gone.
Yeah, so, well.
I know, Kellis. It's going to be good.
The half work, you know. Does this? And it begins, and you struggle. You're like,
yeah.
And he just goes, and it's just it's like arm wrestling a mountain. Mm-hmm. He actually lets it go. It's like so slow. You're like, oh please, just let me lose.
Kill it, just end it.
But finally, it's over. Your arm feels like jello.
Shake it out through the other arm. Mm-hmm. Like, one more try.
She needs to be even.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you do it again, and it's the same result. You gain 50 XP for arm wrestling them.
Yeah.
Can I try them?
Yeah, you can try.
Alrighty.
Put your, like, Vaseline
while
on.
While they're arm wrestling, I go behind him, and I'm like, alright.
Like, sit by you guys and just stick my face and get one fry, because my arms are dead.
You can't eat. We have to feed you.
Just, yeah, pretty much.
Like, alright, noob, open wide.
Okay, so right now you'll have 350 XP.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Because at level 2 is 300. So you're up to 350.
So does Chance have Vaseline on his hands? So he can do the five-fingered slippery weasel.
Yep. Now, I have oil somewhere.
Whoa, really?
Hang on, I've got like two flasks of...
Oh, BT Dubs, what's your name?
Two flasks of oil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I should have asked that. Like, that's what something...
In character? In character?
Yeah, in character, Temper would ask. Like, I'm sorry,
see, that's
I
what
forgot.
I meant. I thought we bypassed all of this.
No, yeah, but I forgot to ask. This was a good battle. I'm sorely lost, but it was great. What's your name?
He kind of wriggles his nose. He can't decide whether he wants to tell you or not. He gives you a maybe later. You might have to try again later.
Yeah. Oh, it's like fumes.
If we want to like buy you a beer, who do we say you just send it to?
Just point, you know. Yeah. Everybody knows.
They know.
Well, oh yeah, I should do that. I'll pay you guys a beer.
With what?
Well, I have like 10 gold. I guess I can't afford that. Yeah, okay. So.
Well,
I'll pay you back
in your lifeless arms.
Actually, I tell you, you know, you already bought a drink. It's going to cost you a gold for that, okay. And that'll cover a beer for them too.
Okay,
if you want to.
I get him one too.
Okay. Mm. He grabs it, drinks it. Seems pleased.
Yeah.
He still won't tell you his name.
That's fine.
What'd you roll?
14.
14 on the die?
Yeah.
So add your sleight of hand.
Oh, what are you doing? What are you trying to do?
You know what I'm doing.
Oil hands. Plus so if you think, she's so gonna, if you think Chance is going to lose, he's like,
well, you kind of like... Right around the back of the chair, and you kind of slide your hand into the pocket, and when he does, his thigh flexes. And you find your hand constricted against the fabric of his pants. And you're like, whoosh, whoosh.
Oh, no.
And you're thinking, surely his thigh must rest at some point.
No. Nope. No.
So Chance is stuck there for a while.
Yeah. I like get up and kind of shove you back, but I still don't have arms.
You have no arms, so you're just like shouldering you back. You're just sitting on me.
No, like, I'm trying to, like, pull you back, so I guess I'm, like, getting my shoulder, like, against
your yours. You're balanced on like, one foot, you got the other foot wrapped around my waist, and you're,
yeah, kind of like, come on, let's go.
I love that monk training. Because he just thinks, like, it was just a friendly, like, pat on the leg.
Yeah.
He's like, wow, they sure are friends.
It's fine, right? Buddy, I was just hitting on you.
Oh, I'm back up, back up.
Just want to see those bag of gold, or you happy to see me?
It was that in character?
Yeah, that's in character.
Timber's like, back up a second.
Wait, what?
Friendly taps?
Yeah, like a friendly pat on the leg. Like,
and now
new friend.
The pat is lasting an uncomfortably long
yeah,
amount of time.
Yeah, he thinks they're really good friends.
Yeah, your fingers are starting to tingle.
Yeah, they're going numb.
Is there like a safe?
So just cut it off, just cut it off.
Like a gnawing, like a fox.
He's really tempted to get his dagger out. He's like, all right.
Oh, maybe you should apologize.
Like, was that 127 hours or whatever?
Yeah.
Like, in character, I say that. Like, maybe you should apologize.
Or maybe you should wrestle with your other hand.
No. I've seen the results.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Does anyone else want to arm wrestle?
Nope.
I'd try again, nope, but I don't think feet would work.
Oh, God. You'll be then you really will be useless tomorrow.
She's all about the challenge.
We're about to go on a
Well, I'll say this, the 50 XP you can gain once per level. Mm. So every time you level up,
you go
if you
back,
come back to the bar,
like, this time.
And arm wrestle, anyone who arm wrestles gets the 50 XP.
Okay, I'll do it. Okay. I'm gonna like my sweaty hands, he's like so nervous. He's like
go.
His arm is pretty
Go, Limo! I'm like,
I'm wrestling
like
for the freedom of chance.
Please. I'm like banging on the table, even though my arms hurt. Like, go.
The half orc puts his arm on the table, and when you grab his hand, it's like squishy. And you pull it away, and he put a cheese fry in there. He laughs at you.
Do I get 50 XP for the cheese fry?
Well, you arm wrestle him. He beats you.
Yeah.
He seems to expend no effort whatsoever, but you get the 50 XP.
Okay.
I'm still stuck, aren't I?
Yeah, you're still stuck.
Shit!
I think after an hour, I maybe get a feeling back in my arms and just, like, hug you out.
I've lost all feeling to my shoulder.
It's like all four of her fingers are in a Chinese finger trap.
Shit.
Or Chinese handcuffs.
Tighter you pull, the worse it gets.
That are tied to an indestructible, to the unstoppable force.
Did I mention I was sorry?
After a long while, oh, and your fingers are asleep, and these two have actually gone back to the bar.
Thanks, I have to say, guys. We've had two more drinks since then.
Yeah.
Each. Yeah, y'all are drunk.
You finally feel it loosen and your fingers get out.
Oh, thank God.
They're like kind of blue.
Yeah. About that frostbite. Shit. So you lips back to the bar.
You get 50 XP for trying to steal from guys that can't be stolen from.
Literal gods.
Well, that money sounded really good. Maybe next time.
Maybe next time. Once per level.
Yeah. You still have all your money, right? It
didn't
funnel
to
them.
Yeah, they didn't take mine.
But through osmosis.
Oh my God, yeah, that would suck. I feel it like freedom on my arm.
That goes so
good. Okay. Well, so now you have drank for your first time. You've met the strange creatures in the bar.
It's good.
The strange duo.
Yeah.
Ate fries.
Ate some cheese fries.
Mm-hmm. Touched some cheese fries.
Actually, you're probably going to need medical attention for them fingers.
Yeah.
So you head on over to the
frostbite.
The medic
like,
bay.
Help.
And you're greeted by Shorbjorn. Mm-hmm. You think you're greeted. What he actually says is, And you're pretty sure that's a greeting. You're mm-hmm. not really certain. But he grabs you by the wrist and kind of, like, waves your fingers around. They're, like, kind of flopping. They still don't have any feeling, you know?
It's like, I think you wanted a French fry. I think I have some left over. Do you want one?
Out of your pocket.
You yeah.
So he goes over and gets a little, like, a little cast iron pot about this big. Mm-hmm. And he puts it on a fire and he starts throwing things in. He's, like, stirring. Looking at you.
Does this happen often?
Apparently. Often enough.
Anytime the a thief shows up as a recruit and sees the bag of gold. Every time. And so...
you see them exchange coins. They had a pool going on how long it would take me.
So he takes the pot off the fire with some tongs. It's obviously hot. Mm-hmm. And he brings it over and he sets it in front of me. He grabs your hand. He plunges it in there. And you're like, ah! But then you realize that it's not hot, mm-hmm. even though it's bubbling.
Yeah.
It's some Can't kind of...
feel shit.
Well, no, it's... Some of your numbed skin mm-hmm. is in there, and mm-hmm. it feels kind of like room temperature water.
It's magic! It's drunk. Placebo!
And after a couple minutes, he takes your hand back out, and your fingers are not fully recovered, but you have feeling, and they're not going to fall off and need to be amputated or anything.
Gotta try again!
Alright.
And he picks up the pot and goes over to a little drain and dumps the thing out, and you're... down into some, you don't know where he's dumping this magical concoction. You're hoping it's not going out in the river or anything.
Yeah.
But ooh, you have
one, I didn't know we had piping, and two, you don't stick grease down there, right? That's bad.
You need a grease trap.
Yeah, exactly.
Has the health inspector even been here?
God.
There is no health. No health to inspect.
There's only inspection. Pain inspection.
Pain inspection.
He gives you a lecture, which once again sounds like, first you pray for him, and then you stick the fingers in the front of the in the front of the finger.
I'm like banging my ear and be like, hold on, maybe I'll get it. Hold on, maybe I'll get it.
You're smacking yourself. I'm like...
straining to listen, but eventually he lets like eventually he lets you go, and you're free on your own reconnaissance to do as you will.
We're probably super drunk at this point.
Yeah,
you two are
probably.
Well, Imo's not. I'm probably well, getting.
Well, Imo is.
He's
he's a lightweight. His The formula for determining his ability to handle alcohol is his weight divided by 10.
I'm like, let's go! I'm like, I want to like go out into the winter. Go out outside into the winter and be like, I'm alive!
He just fell in the snowbank. Like, yeah. Do you see him little hands
she
up there?
She thinks she's running, but she's just flopped in it.
Don't leave me out there. Wake up, like... cold in my own puke, probably.
In blue.
Come back. We're the same color! What's up?
Did she drown in her own puke or be frozen? No,
there's just a frozen puke sickle. and it just froze coming out.
And then come in blue, so it's like, yeah, we're brothers now.
He believes you.
Yeah! Tiny brother!
Alright, Helen, give yourself...
We get matching shirts!
...an inspiration for trying a feat of stupid thievery.
Buff bodies!
Your kleptomania...
One inspiration.
...has taken the better of you.
Couldn't help it.
I guess y'all are pretty much free for the day. Since you're kind of drunk, mm-hmm. it's probably best if you don't try to...
Do anything.
So y'all call it a day.
Aw, man.
Well, what else you want to
do? Punch some stuff on the billboard.
Well, you're drunk.
What billboard?
Yeah, Dust Muppets.
Okay.
They sound pretty great right now.
Well, I feel like that'd be the only way. Would Imo be up for it? Like killing little things?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, particularly
little nasties.
Like, yeah, these are not nice.
They ruined his poster when he was 10.
Oh.
Pass me some of that beef jerky, please.
It was like.
Thank you.
I don't know. What would it, I mean, there's no cars, so maybe it was like a really cool Dorvan engine or something. It was like awesome, and there were like
Dorvan robot or something. Maybe.
Yeah, yeah. It was like like Voltron.
Yeah,
but by dwarves. Oh. So he was excited, and he put his poster up, and he loved it. Okay. He went to sleep. He woke up, and it was like little dust puppets chewing it up.
Oh, see, okay, in character too, like. Temper would be like, we can't kill them. They're just animals. We have to, like, sweep them outside. But then you say that, it's like, just this little boy.
Oh! Alright,
let's go!
Okay.
I'm going to bed.
Are you... You're gonna let two drunk kids go out this?
Yes.
You're not gonna watch this hilarity?
Nope. Gotta go nurse my fingers.
Well, we're gonna get money and you're not, so...
Yeah, this is like a library full of hidden treasures.
Alright, I'm coming. This will be entertaining.
Well played. Alright, well, yeah, you stop by the bounty board. You see that there's been a couple added minor things. The blacksmith needs help around his shop.
Ooh.
But you go ahead and pick up the dust method one.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
and bring it by the office. Grinder is sitting behind a desk. And he signs off on it. Tells you where the library's at.
Does he smell her breath? He can smell it. The reeking.
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay.
Chili he smells a little bit like drink. It, too.
Is he eating beef jerky right now?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We're, like, waiting for him to sign out. And
after he signs off, you exit, and you go down. You do a couple hallways to a lift, which apparently is magical.
Mm. Apparently.
You just get on.
It's just and obvious. You
state your location. And independent of any gears or whirring, it just starts traveling through this tunnel.
This is blowing Temper's mind.
That's awesome.
She's just losing it.
She doesn't care.
And
it's
like, after a couple minutes, stops, lets you off. There's a plaque on the wall, you know, it tells you this way, that way, the other way. And you find your way to the library. And when you enter, I'm going to use this as the library.
Okay. It's very library-ish.
And it kind of is.
Kind of is. Just assume that anywhere there's a wall, there are also books.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Those are the bookshelves.
Yeah.
Where are we?
And of course, starting? There's no rubble here.
Mm-hmm. No.
Actually, you know what? Big piles of dust right there. That's what that is.
Nesting.
Dust. Dust. It's nasty.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And,
where's the elevator at? Like, right here?
Teleport.
Where's the...
Maybe?
Start yeah, area? We'll,
is there a... Tell you what, you come up in the middle at the teleport temple.
Cool. Okay. Mm. Ooh!
Careful. Ta-da!
The library is dimly lit by a series of glowing globes that are suspended in the air.
Huh.
Magic lights. I guess they look kind of like those.
Yeah. What do they have in a library and a base?
Well,
why wouldn't they?
Well, why wouldn't they? You know, all the way in the...
They gotta archive all these creatures, the history of the base, I guess.
This is a fortress.
There's history.
The history of the fortress.
There's histories, there's military documents.
There's contracts, I guess. Mm-hmm. Reports.
But books? I mean, yeah. I understand having filing.
Ledgers. Well, ledgers.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, some books, you know. Legends and
there's
myths.
Some,
and
there's some minor spell books down here.
Mm-hmm. Is there like a botany book or like...
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like guidebooks, that too.
Histories the of
latest
the region.
In,
so he's like looking at one of these big tomes. And he's like, my sister used to read these under the bed. At night. So you like telling them about that.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
He's like picking it up. That's cute.
Picking up the book.
Yeah. It's like a massive book.
To us, to and him, then, it's then a regular
he,
book.
He hands it to Chance, and Chance is like,
like you can make good tubers out of those leaves and those leaves. That's all I know. Is like, you can make good potato soup with that and that. That becomes a potato. I know this.
Thanks, potato lady.
So, but you probably can't grow them here because they would die.
Really?
Well, Well, they're growing in somewhere. We got french fries.
Smart farm girl.
Imported.
Imported potatoes.
Don't you dare.
Important potatoes.
Pine cone head. Don't need your sass.
That's Mr. Pinecone Head to you.
Don't get Mr. till you beat me in a fight.
Okay, so, you're kind of looking around.
Yes.
Like I said, there's various histories, there's bestiaries that cover the known creatures that they've encountered.
Should we do, like, a perception check for, like, hearing stuff or anything? I know it sounds redundant or weird to be, like, looking to hear.
Mm. Well, perception is not just perceive with your eyes. It's also, you know.
Yeah, but...
Is there someone we'd report into that we're doing this job?
Yeah, we already reported to him. Yeah,
okay.
That was
the guy upstairs. He was drunk, too.
Oh, okay.
I need to go get some.
Okay.
All right. So, you don't hear anything right around in here? I mean, you don't hear or see anything. Mm-hmm. Nothing seems to be going on. You want to give me some perception rolls?
Yes. Mm. So you do, like, whatever it is plus your modifier?
I don't think we ever wrote down your stuff, did we? Oh, yes, we did.
Yeah.
Yeah, so roll your d20.
Yeah.
And add
plus,
just,
yeah. That's what I thought.
Nothing.
Crap. 9.
4. It's 10.
Okay. You don't see or hear anything. Let's
see. Well, let's just...
I just kick a big dust pile. I just fly out, like, just... Like, that picture of that little girl...
Huh.
That's like, what is it? Kick some flowers in the furnace or whatever. And she's like running through. And like...
I haven't seen that. That's great, though. Okay, then, big question then. Left or right?
Left.
Okay.
Right.
Stay. How about, this is you? You go.
That's her. Yeah.
Yeah. And I go left.
We shouldn't split that's... up the...
Okay.
That's right.
Oh, wow. We switch.
I was just joking anyway. Screw with her.
All right.
Don't split up the party!
Temperance is sitting there yelling, and a book hits her in the back of the head.
Oh.
She takes 3 damage.
Woo!
Okay, I take the book.
That's
so I was like...
a big book. Or a strong
arm.
Oh,
wait, do we roll for initiative?
Yeah, roll for initiative.
Gosh,
okay.
Okay. How do we do...
initiative is on here, isn't it? Nope.
Never mind. I'm 11.
Is it plus dex?
Yes.
Okay.
Whoop!
Nat 20.
Oh!
19.
She got a nat 20.
Nice.